Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockman and Crowder, simulcast extravaganza on a Friday. I look across the window, Solana, he says we're ready to go on the simulcast. I get the thumbs up from Dan Day. Dan Day working on a brand new montage, which we will debut at 5 o'clock today. He always gives us a trip back in time from the week that was, and we get to listen in. I'm hoping, Dan, that there's a little bit of, what are we going to do? We're going to war.
I'm worried about Dan on Fridays.
Why?
Because the weekend's coming up.
And you never know what's going to happen. It's always a crapshoot on Monday if Dan's going to be here.
And he's never missed a Monday.
Right?
But every Monday I walk in looking real slow through the window because he might not be here.
It is very possible one day I'll be flipping around. I love this TV show called Locked Up Abroad.
Oh, yeah.
And very possible one day Dan's just not here. And then a few days later I'm flipping around on, you know, TLC or whatever, the National Geographic, and you get to Locked Up Abroad, and it's Dan Day telling his story, and it's in Oceania, by the way.
And I guarantee he's going to be on the bottom bunk.
Oh, he runs that place.
Oh, Dan's going to run whatever.
Immediately be in charge of the entire prison.
Whatever cell he's in.
Immediately in charge.
He ain't no top bunk type dude. He a bottom bunk dude.
Talk a little Heat and Pelicans in the first hour of the program, if you were listening to us, and we'll talk more Heat and Pelicans tonight, because this is a really, I think, fun game. I like watching Zion Williamson. I think New Orleans is going to be a good team when he's around for an entire season, and we'll see what they do during the offseason and whatnot. But we were looking at, I was asking Crowder, who would he lean towards betting tonight? Because right now the Heat are getting a point and a half, and I kind of lean towards the Heat.
Yeah.
And then he said, because we're both going to be home watching this game. Like, this is a sit in front of the TV, mm-hmm. get your LaSpada sub or your pizza.
Asia, my wife, you better get the hell out of here with that Netflix.
Right. No Netflix tonight.
Go in the room.
We're watching Heat Pelicans. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking betting, like, some over-unders on players. And so he started asking me, well, who's got what? So I'll give you a few here on the air because I haven't told them. You want to guess both of you, Solana and Crowder? Jimmy Butler, the over-under on points tonight?
22.
19 and a half.
21 and a half.
Wow.
21 and a half.
Ugh. I hate when I get it close.
I know.
That's his average, right? Like,
it's got to be right about like
21,
there.
21, 22.
Zion Williamson, you want to guess his over-under on points tonight?
Right around the same. Low 20s.
24 and a half.
What?
And it's
man, that's tough.
And it's minus 125, which means if you want to play the over on Zion, you're risking 125 to win 100. So people are betting the over on Zion tonight, which
wouldn't
I think makes a little bit of sense.
You make somebody else beat you with what Zion's done. And
well,
the only guy, what's the stat? Only teenager score 20 points in 12 or 13 consecutive games.
I don't know how well you can stop him. If he wants to move.
Put the elbow in his love handle.
If he wants to move to the basket ferociously, he is going to run over Bam. He is going to run over you. He is going to run over George Mirasan.
If you put the elbow in his love handle.
Over under on Williamson rebounds tonight. You want to guess? Do you know what his season average on rebounds is? I have no idea.
I think it's in the double figures. I'd say 12.
You think he's averaging double figure in boards?
Yeah, because he misses and puts his own shot up 18 times in a row.
Wait, the hate oozes out of you.
Have you watched him? He does the little soft throw up. It misses. He jumps again. He grabs it. It misses.
But you realize what you're doing with that comment is you're diminishing his rebound total and you're diminishing his point total.
Yeah, I play pity pat. Can I play pity pat with the rim?
Over under on Zion rebounds is 7.5.
That's his average. His average is just under 7.
Yeah, because I didn't think he's averaging a double-double.
But I like that over.
You like the over?
Because what we're talking about where there's nobody for the Heat that can get down low.
I'll tell you right
him.
Now, the Zion Williamson over on rebounds at 7.5 is plus 135, which means you bet 100 to win 135. You think he's going over 7.5.
I like that one a lot. I do.
Okay.
Because what did my boy yesterday that hated everybody in the world say? His second jump is one of the best in the history of the NBA.
Joel Myers you're talking about?
Yeah, old Joel.
It's 305.
Dolly.
God bless Dolly.
305 on this show. You don't need to set your alarm. You're always going to hear Pitbull. There's never a time that at 305 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, you're not going to hear a little Pitbull.
So when he does his grease freak, you know, patented floater and it misses, he's going to jump and get another one and keep pity patting the rim with himself.
So you're saying he can get 8 rebounds on one possession?
One possession! I've seen him get 3 rebounds on a possession this season because he plays pity pat with the rim.
So, Lana, you were saying during the commercial break, Drew Holiday, is he your pick for like a breakout Pelican tonight?
He always plays well against the Heat. And he's probably their most consistent scorer/player other than Zion.
You want to guess what his over-under is on points, Drew Holiday?
17.
18.5.
And flawless skin.
You like the over on that?
I do, yeah.
We're going to have some fun on tonight's game. But this is going to be like a Super Bowl in the Hockman household. I'm going to have so many prop bets working on this one. They have a national anthem prop bet on this. I'm going all in. I'm excited about tonight's game. I really am.
If we lose money, don't text me in the morning. You're the only one that does that. When we win money, everybody texts us. When we lose money, you want to play around.
I just like to make sure everyone realizes what transpired.
We knew we watched.
So, Lana, let's get some headlines here on this Friday.
Miami Heat, they play tonight versus the Pelicans, the Heat. Are plus 1.5.
Yes.
That's an 8 p.m. start time.
That game is on ESPN and Fox Sports Sun. We're going to talk with Will Manso from Fox Sports Sun in the 4 o'clock hour. That game can also be heard on 790 The Ticket, by the way.
Yesterday, the Florida Panthers lost 2-1 to Boston. They host the Canadiens tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Lost 2-1 in overtime. You got to point out because they get the point. Had they just lost 2-1, they get no point. They lost in overtime, so they get a point.
Canes Hoops, they host Syracuse tomorrow, 4 p.m. at the Watsco Center.
I will be there. I've been to all 77 home games this season at the Watsco Center.
Damn, they got a long season.
Also tomorrow.
You'd have to be listening to the 2 o'clock hour to understand that inside joke. Very inside joke. Go ahead.
Also tomorrow at 3:30 p.m., Inter-Miami plays their second game ever at D.C. United.
They're a slight underdog. We're going to talk with Whittingham in the next segment. Just a quick check-in. Whittingham's got the broadcast. He's doing the game for Univision, and we'll see what his observations are.
Victories. No moral victories.
No moral victories.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't believe in that.
Come on.
Speaking of Inter-Miami, Ray Hudson, the longtime broadcaster.
Love Ray Hudson.
He also played in South Florida many years ago. He will join Inter-Miami's local broadcast team, according to the Miami Herald. The club plans to announce its local broadcast deal next week.
Oh, all right. Very good. Ray Hudson is the best, man. I love Ray Hudson.
You're putting that pressure on Witty, though.
Who, Ray Hudson?
Yeah.
Ray Hudson's got a little more cachet in the soccer world than Chris Whittingham.
They should fist fight.
Yeah. Ray Hudson would kill him.
Really?
Yes.
How old is Ray?
Ray's probably in his 60s.
Oh, Witty's quick.
He would kill him.
I do the pregame Dolphins with him. Witty got some stick and some bob and weave.
All right. Ray Hudson would crush him.
Not on the pitch, though. I have to stick up for Chris Whittingham.
Do you mean
on the pitch.
Like mowing the pitch or fighting on the pitch?
No.
Because Whittingham will mow a very nice pitch, I'm sure.
Oh, you know what? They play soccer together, him and Whittingham. Yeah. Ah, yeah, you defending your boy.
Yeah, we're footy buddies. Woody, he's got some game.
I don't like that.
All right, what else you got?
Not better than me.
Footy buddies. I don't like that phrase.
The Bucks are at the Lakers tonight, 8 p.m. The Lakers, 1.5-point favorite.
Is Deion Waiters officially signed by the Lakers? Like, is it officially signed? I know they said they were going to sign him. Is it official?
I'll double check. Yeah. I don't want to say yes without double checking before.
But does anyone know? I don't know.
No, it was too many stories for me to think it won't happen. Because that was all over ESPN.
Well, I know
SI,
they said they
everything.
Were signing yeah. him. I just didn't know if he'd be dressed tonight was, more. I guess, more of my question.
Hope he doesn't celebrate before the game. He ain't going to hit the rim.
Hey, they signed me.
I am so hungry.
Oh, my God. Coronavirus?
Put your face under your shirt.
I covered my mouth.
No, you just put your elbow up. I'm watching you.
I'm sorry.
Don't spray that at me. You need to spray it in your damn mouth. You're nasty.
What do you mean? I sneezed and I sprayed Lysol.
What you sneeze? Big sneeze.
I covered my sneeze.
With half an elbow.
What else do you need me to cover it with?
The best way is to put your shirt collar over your face, and that means all the slobber goes into your chest. Mm.
There was no slobber on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I saw the slob.
All right, what else you have, Solana?
By the way, according to Shams Charania, he tweeted this yesterday, Deion Waiters has agreed on a deal with the Lakers. So
right. No,
he's
I know
officially
he's,
signed.
Is he? That was my question. I know they've agreed to a deal, but has he signed?
If he's agreed to the deal.
Again, that was the exact thing I was trying to figure out, was I know they've agreed to a deal. Is he signed? Will he be in uniform tonight? Agreeing to a deal is not signing a deal.
I will double check if he is available tonight.
It's like if you
I don't care that much, to be quite honest.
Solana,
but then,
when you were single and you said with a woman, yeah, we're going to go home and get it on. It didn't happen until it happens. I don't care what y'all agreed on the club. That's what he's asking. Pin the paper or pin.
Right.
Yeah, boy. That's what he's asking.
Dip the pen in the ink.
There you go.
You
I
see?
Like we know the. Yeah,
all right.
Boy.
Anything else, Solana?
Draymond Green signed a multi-million-dollar shoe deal with Converse.
Yeah, Converse. Making a little comeback.
They're not going to make a comeback.
Draymond's probably not the guy that's going to bring you back for relevance in basketball. Isn't
like
it?
Charles Barkley said, this year, he's a triple single guy.
Yeah, a little fell off a little bit without Clay and Steph and KD. And he fell off a little bit, huh? Not really carrying the team.
Does the Swiss Army knife guy work without stars around him?
No, you're not a Swiss Army knife unless you've got all the other pieces in the knife. You got to be able to pull out all the other pieces in the knife.
He can do it all.
Yeah.
But what does he do real well?
Right. He's the bottle opener. He's the plastic toothpick. All right. What else you got, Solana? Anything?
Yeah. Finally, guys, today is Employee Appreciation Day.
Well, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And Dan, I appreciate you.
We do not employ them.
And tell J-Fig I appreciate her.
We don't employ them.
Tell Len, our PD, I appreciate him.
He employs us.
Yeah. Agree to disagree.
Do you
anything
know how
else
this
there?
Works?
Anything else, Solana?
How many checks do you sign?
Did I give you yours today?
I want one. Oh, we got paid today.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Nothing on Deion Waiters yet, by the way.
Okay. Appreciate you checking.
I got that damn direct deposit I got to check on with Lynn.
So excited now. He's got direct deposit.
I got to make sure the numbers are right. I don't trust it.
All right. You do that.
85 degrees.
They got all my numbers wrong today, by the way.
They messed your checkup.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling you about this for years.
And
they were planning on you not to notice so that they can skim you for your money.
No,
Hulk, I've been
telling
you about
this. Here's the twist at the end. I didn't notice, and they emailed me this afternoon. They noticed.
Inception.
No, it was pretty solid.
Inception.
Pretty solid.
What, did they give you too much?
They, no.
They cut you short.
Yeah,
told you,
but
told
they noticed it
no,
and alerted me and are overnighting what they missed.
This is their ploy.
I thought it was
this
pretty solid.
This is direct deposit
All right,
ploy.
Go ahead. Anything else? Because I got to get the Whittingham here.
Yeah, quickly. Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. 81 degrees currently. Tonight the low will drop to 56, a 60% humidity. in South Florida. Can't seem to get that right. Can I?
Well, why try now?
And 100% chance it won't rain, but it's cloudy, so it doesn't really make too much sense.
And it already rained today.
For the best poker tournaments in South Florida, is
I have never heard a weather person deliver the weather and then about their own weather report say it doesn't make it doesn't make much sense.
Way to go.
Analysis you only get here on the Hawk and Crowder Show. For the best poker tournaments in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room, visit HialeahPark.com for our poker tournament schedule. Plus, join us for $75,000 guaranteed March 7th through 13th. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
We're going to talk about Inter Miami briefly with Chris Whittingham, who's going to be on the call for Univision tomorrow, Inter Miami's second game. We're going to talk with Lee Sterling this hour as well, professional sports handicapper. Anybody planning on doing any drinking this weekend, or maybe you're having some people over, you know how much a mixed drink can be, and you know how, if you're having people over, how burdensome it can be to buy bottles and bottles of alcohol and try to figure out what drinks you want to make. There's a solution to all this, and it's the Drink Maker from DrinkWorks. I love this product, Drink Maker. This sits on your countertop. I've got one at home. It's like a fancy automatic espresso machine. You put a pod in, and you press the button, the machine does the rest. Only it's premium cocktails, not coffee, that comes out. And it's made by Keurig, and you know they know how to do this kind of thing. You can make old fashions. You can make margaritas, cosmopolitans, Moscow mules. You can make sangrias. You can make vodka lemonade. It goes on, White Russian. It goes on and on and on. The Drink Maker, it's the perfect way to, you know, find a new favorite or drink an old favorite. In 60 seconds, you'll have an ice-cold cocktail or mixed drink with no shopping for bottles of alcohol. There's no messy cleanup. Each drink contains only premium spirits and mixers delivered precisely every time. Right now, DrinkWorks has lowered the price by $100, but it's for a limited time only. So you get this great deal on the Drink Maker, plus they throw in free shipping. You get all of that. Plus, DrinkWorks will give you 3 months to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund, no questions asked. The only way to get the amazing Drink Maker with free shipping and the 90-day guarantee, go to DrinkWorks.com, D-R-I-N-K, W-O-R-K-S, drinkworks.com. You don't have to put in a special code. The best deal, the deal I'm talking about, is right there already included on the website. So don't wait. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to drinkworks.com. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Going to talk a little Inter Miami next on Hockman and Crowder. This is this season's MLS walkout music, and I think it's badass.
It is. It's hard.
It's really good.
Some famous guy made it.
I think it was Jan Hammer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or was it Hans Zimmer?
Hans Zimmer. That's it. It's Hans Zimmer. Don't look it up. Don't touch the computer. It's Hans Zimmer. Don't look it up. I just told you don't look it up.
Because you agreed with me when I said Jan Hammer, but you know Jan Hammer did the Miami Vice theme.
No, that's not him. It's Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
Bet money.
I believe you. I said it.
So why are you looking it up?
I just wanted to double check. Mount Rushmore of Hans.
Oh, the guy.
Die Hard.
There you go.
Right.
That's number one.
Guy from Die Hard.
The Mighty Ducks. Hans, rest in peace.
I never saw Mighty Ducks, so I don't know. I was thinking Hans, Hans and Franz from Saturday Night Live.
That's a good one.
We are here to pump you up.
That was funny. Did they call Hansel Hans? Hansel and Gretel? Wasn't the nickname Hans?
Who called him Hans?
Gretel.
I know you didn't want me to look up Hans Zimmer. Can I look up other Hanses?
You can look up other Hanses, but
Hans Gruber is the guy we were thinking of from Die Hard.
If you fact check me, I'm going to get upset.
Hans Solo.
Oh, he's on there.
But it's not really Hans. That's Han.
If you say quickly, though.
Han Solo.
Because you roll it together. Yeah.
All right. Regardless, it is Hans Zimmer that did the song. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Chris Whittingham, friend of ours. He does the Dolphins pregame show with you, and he's going to be on the call for the Inter-Miami-DC United game tomorrow for Univision. He's joining us. I want to get a little check-in with him. Do you like the walkout music there, Whittingham?
To use the nomenclature of the show, it is a banger.
Banger!
An absolute banger to lead out. I was there in the stadium for the LAFC game, and it was like the part I was actually most excited about was hearing the hearing the anthem in person.
I was going to ask you that.
Why didn't nobody tell me about the nomenclatures we have?
I'll give you a list of our nomenclatures after the show.
I don't like the show's parlance, if you will.
I don't like being left out with it.
What was the vibe? You were at Bank of California Stadium last week when Inter Miami had their first game, but that LAFC crowd, like it looked on TV, like it's an unbelievably cool vibe there, was it?
Yeah, and you have the traveling supporters as well. I heard the LAFC president, Tom Penn, the former ESPN NBA analyst, say that it's the most fans, other than LA Galaxy, who are within the city, the most fans that have ever traveled for an LAFC game. So I'm standing with the away supporters. They're making their noise. But that 32-52 in behind the goal is one of the most impressive things in MLS. You have the Timbers Army in Portland, who are, you know, one of the best supporters bases. But, I mean, the 32-52 are just singing for 90 minutes, almost no matter what's happening in the game, which is kind of a weird thing to experience, but they're singing for the full 90 minutes, and the atmosphere is so much fun.
Is there going to be anything similar to that at Lockhart Stadium when Inter Miami plays here? Now, maybe for the first time for sure, but is there going to be that kind of vibe at Lockhart?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was talking to the heads of one of the supporters groups, Vice City 1896, and he was telling me that if you thought what happened at Bank of California from the traveling fans was a show, then you're going to have your mind blown by what happens for the first game, because those supporters groups are going to come even stronger, and they have, very similar to the other supporters groups in MLS, that end zone, that the supporter section, is what's called safe standing. So basically, they encourage people to stand up by having rails in front of every seat, and the seat is barely even a seat. It's basically encouraging people to stand for the full 90 minutes and support and sing and all that. So there are three vocal and vibrant supporters groups that are going to bring it strong each and every home match, not even just the first one.
And Whitty, I heard out in LA they had a kind of pep rally. They had the smoke bombs. They walked from a restaurant to the stadium with drums and all kinds of stuff.
You're talking about the Inter Miami supporters?
Yes, they said they had a whole thing. Did you see that? Did you hear about that?
I was there. I was at Banditos. It's like three blocks away from the stadium. I was actually doing a phone interview with TalkSport in England, and in the middle of the interview, David Beckham like happened to be driving to the stadium. I was like, let me pull over and hang out. And like, it was a complete scene. There were indeed flares that went off outside. They were singing for like a full 90 minutes before the walk to the stadium, which, by the way, the supporters had to walk to the stadium a full hour and 45 minutes before the game for security reasons. We were also held for 30 minutes after the game for security reasons. They didn't want the Miami fans and the LAFC fans commingling. So it was like this cool thing where like it felt a little dangerous. And so, yeah, it's bizarre. But it was like, wow, we have to be escorted to the stadium early because we can't mingle. Otherwise, there'll be problems. It was a cool time.
You felt like an outlaw.
I did. I should have like had a bandana over my mouth or something like that.
That's
so
that
really,
happens in
really
England.
Take on the atmosphere.
That happens in England a lot, though, right? They have to really keep
the two sides
separated.
The most recent time I went as a traveling fan of Chelsea to Tottenham. That's like their biggest rival. And so we went early because we were with the club, and so we were able to kind of blend in. But the actual traveling fans, they got on the train. They're actually escorted from the train station all the way to their stand, and they're led by police horses. And so imagine this scene. Like, the sun is setting in North London, and you turn around, and coming down the block towards the section that you're going into is a row of police horses and like these people that are so angry and ready for this game. It was like an apocalyptic scene outside the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And so, yeah, no, this is proper football.
And Whitty, on the pitch, though. Why,
you're going to let that go? This is proper football?
And that's why I hit it with on the pitch.
Proper football, mate. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I was ready to say on the pitch.
I will hang up on
him.
I swear, if he does that English accent, I'll hang up
proper.
On him.
Don't bait him because he loves to do that accent.
I know.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. Whitty, though, on the pitch, out there on the field, playing LAFC, who is a good team. I know, you know, we talked to some people, they're reestablishing themselves. But on the pitch, the strengths and weaknesses right now of Inter Miami.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not just a good team they were playing. They were playing the best team in the league and record setters, perhaps even the best team in the history of the league. So I do think that there are some things that maybe you take with a grain of salt, and particularly from an attacking point of view, it's very hard for them to keep the ball because the way that LAFC play, they pressure the person with the ball in every instance, and so that person has to play with the utmost quality. And I think Miami were playing with a little bit of fear of giving the ball away in a really dangerous area because if they did, then all of a sudden you're right in on goal. So I imagine Miami will play a bit more with their feet, but the biggest weakness right now is up top, and Robbie Robinson led the line for them and is a college player. He was just at the University of Clemson and was their number one draft pick, but you look at any MLS team, they're not starting their college draft picks, particularly in their first game, particularly as their striker, the guy who's meant to get the goal. So he did a lot of hard running, and he really tried hard, but he didn't have that end product that allowed them to score goals. So I think the goal-scoring mechanism, but from a strength standpoint, I was so impressed with how they defended, in particular the two center backs, Nicolas Figal and Roman Torres, the way that they were able to step and win the ball and their communication, and Figal was just all over the park. I think he has the chance to be the best center back in the league, and I just, for me, what an incredible signing he was, and so I would say the defense and the way that they were able to hold down LAFC was really impressive, and going into a game against DC United where they're not as strong going forward, I imagine Miami could be even stronger in the game.
Chris Whittingham, so he's on the call tomorrow for Inter Miami DC United on Univision. Can you just explain to everyone, when I say everyone, I mean me and Crowder, how we can watch this game tomorrow? Because I'm not – so is there an English broadcast of the game which you're doing on Univision?
Correct. So every Univision national TV game also has an English broadcast that's basically, you know, like when you watch the Marlins game and they go to the Spanish guy, it's like, hey, how can they watch the game? It's like, well, you use the SAP function and the Spanish broadcast is there. It is the same for these broadcasts, but the reverse, where the main broadcast will be in Spanish and you have to use the SAP function or change the language setting on your remote in order to watch in English, and then I'll be there with my partner, Ramses Sandoval. Also, if you want to skip all these steps and just want to watch an English language broadcast, it's available on Twitter as well, at MLS, at Inter Miami CF, and at DC United. We'll tweet out the broadcast. I will as well. And you can just watch an English language broadcast on Twitter if you're sort of on the go or you want to cast it to your television. That's the other way that you can handle it. So SAP, if you want to just do it the traditional way, or using Twitter for your digital purposes.
All right. So you can watch on TV, though, the actual broadcast. And
correct. You just have to change
English.
The audio.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Chris Whittingham, so he will be on the call tomorrow, Inter Miami, DC United, and it is a 3:30 start?
Yes. Game will kick off a little closer to 3:50, but the league doesn't want you to know about that, but 3:50 is around the time the game will kick off.
Right, fair enough. Crowder's watching intently. He's giving us little recaps every week.
Yeah, we got.
I'm
trying to find. We did a recap. We're trying to find it with Solana, but until he finds it, I want to ask you, Robbie Robinson. Like the name is very clever. It's a cute name, and then I guess at Clemson, what he scored 18 goals in 19 games.
Yeah.
I've heard the stats when I was listening. Is he going to pan out? Like, do those skills translate to this level? Because the name is cool. First pick of the draft is cool. But did you see anything out of him where he can be a top-level player?
Top level might be pushing it, but I think you can be a solid MLS striker given his pedigree. You're seeing less and less because a lot of the best young players stay in academies with MLS clubs. They don't go to college and play soccer. So the quality of college soccer player has declined as MLS academies have grown. But the thing that gives you encouragement is that he's a hard runner and ran the channels, and every time a long ball was hit, it wasn't just sort of hopeful and, well, the other team's going to get it anyway. No, he ran after it and was able to even chase a few down. He was getting in good position, so I'd say his positional sense is really strong for a young player. It's just more about when the ball is at his feet, can he pick out passes and finishes that are going to allow the team to break open opponents and score goals, because generally teams funnel towards strikers, and so if the service comes his way, is he going to be able to finish? We didn't really see a ton of it in terms of service coming his way in LA, and so we'll see if maybe this DC game, if he gets a few chances, can he put them away? But in terms of the positional sense and kind of the basics, he does seem to have some of that down.
And Chris, we're going to find it. We can't play it for you today. But I want to ask you, is a correct call when the team scores to say the striker impregnated the net with the ball?
I mean, you can use whatever colorful language you want.
Thank you. I can't imagine
I'll use that line on Saturday.
I was sliding it to you, Chris. I was throwing that up to you.
I mean,
you can have
I'll take it under consideration, but that's generally not what, like, John Champion would say
to
the class broadcaster of the game on Sunday. But
you're welcome.
Chris Whittingham, tomorrow on Univision, he'll have the English language call of Inter Miami and DC United. And I see on the caller ID you're over at Vista right now, so go say hello to Falero for us.
Will do. Will do. Right. He's doing a game here tonight.
There you go. All right.
How is that on the caller ID?
I get caller ID on my screen here. So it says Vista World.
The technology is considerably advanced from the time we used to hit a button that said 1 on it.
How about that? But I'll tell you, it's still rudimentary when you want to stop the coronavirus. You just spray the Lysol right into the mic.
There you go. Get mine.
Go. All right. Here you go. A little something for you.
There you go. Throw me a little bit.
All right. All right, Whittingham. A good call tomorrow.
By the way, you were right about Hans Zimmer. You didn't have to look it up, but you were right.
Yes. Thank you very much. All right, Whitty.
I told you that.
No, I told you.
No.
Who said it's Hans Zimmer?
I said, that's him.
Right. So I said
that's
it.
That's him.
See you, Whittingham.
Am I still on?
Unfortunately. All right. Well, Chris Whittingham. We're going to talk gambling with Lee Sterling in the next segment. We'll bring on professional sports handicapper. I'm going to ask him about Inter Miami, DC United.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put a couple of bucks on that. Have a little fun.
What's the saying? Anything with an edge?
Anything with an edge.
We
lost last week. We had LAFC minus 1.5. They only won by 1. Mm. All right, step back in time between myth and history at the 28th Annual Florida Renaissance Festival. Enjoy glorious, unpredictable merriment and mayhem in the village streets. Fun and games, shops, feast and fun for the whole family. And now for the first time, they're serving hard liquor. It's every weekend through this month. And every weekend has its own unique and exciting theme. So you got to live the adventure at Quiet Waters Park in Deerfield Beach. Tickets are available online at ren-fest.com. That is ren-fest.com. It's sponsored in part by Comcast. This weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, swashbucklers and sirens. Arg mateys. Crowder already walked out of here. He couldn't give me an arg mateys back. Arg mateys. All hands on deck. Dead men tell no tales. The secret is out, and the swashbucklers and sirens weekend promises to not leave anyone left at sea. Buccaneers will plunder and sirens will serenade. Gather your crew and come search for treasure while exploring unknown lands. That's tomorrow at Quiet Waters Park in Deerfield Beach, the Renaissance Festival. Again, you can get tickets right now at ren-fest.com. Going to talk a little sports gambling with Lee Sterling next on Hockman and Crowder.
Wishing my gal was by my side.
Well, rolling. Lee Sterling, been rolling. We didn't talk to him last week. Last week, you were off Thursday, I think, and I was off Friday, something like that. And we were loaded up Thursday and loaded up Friday, and there weren't a lot of games. But Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. He has been fantastic this calendar year with us. 2-1 last time he was on with us, which was 2 weeks ago. He's got a really incredible record for the calendar year of 2020.
My man.
Hopefully it can continue on. I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking a little sports gambling, and I am most interested in the Heat Pelicans game tonight because I'm definitely putting a couple dollars on that. Going to make it fun. Going to be fun regardless, but we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Here is the aforementioned Lee Sterling. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys?
You still feeling it? Because we missed a week with you, and you've been hot.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple losing days for my clients. I mean, I think we're winning on average probably 5 out of 7 days. A couple 1-2, 2-2 games where we might have, you know, lost juice or lost our key game. But I feel like I'm playing with house money because I, you know, issued a challenge through Twitter to Crowder, and he was, I guess, going down those bunny hills in Minnesota. So he, you know, obviously was too busy, and he didn't see my $500 challenge. So I'm playing with $500 of extra money.
Yeah, Lee, I saw it afterwards. I was out there enjoying the kids, and
I mean,
it
you
cut
slept
me deep.
On $500.
Oh, you would have been all over it, wouldn't you?
Carter? Oh, yes.
I know you would have.
Yes. The lament of
Mark
the game.
Mark and I, we were at the game, and not only couldn't we hit that night, the wind was blowing in about 25, 30 miles an hour. We were cold. We were miserable.
He's talking about the Hurricanes-Gators baseball game for a couple weeks ago, for those of you that don't know. But that first night, that Friday night game, man, it was cold.
Yeah, and we lost. And when you lose and you're cold, you are miserable. Yeah.
And then we lost Saturday. And then we lost Sunday.
The only thing would have been worse is if he was skiing like Aspen.
Yeah, right. Living the good life while we were freezing. And
hey, now Minnesota's nice.
Could have taken your $500, but he chose not to.
Do they have any slopes that go up maybe – 1,500, 2,000 feet?
No, they have blues are the highest. They have no blacks or anything crazy, but I was going for my kids. Lee, I'm not getting on that damn mountain. Ain't no way in the hell I'm putting skis on my feet, so I wasn't worried about it. But for a 7- and 8-year-old, it was perfect in Minnesota.
Okay, and you were just sitting there in the brew and brewing, just checking it out, eating and having fun, right?
Yeah, they call it the chalet or something.
Chalet.
It's a T at the end, though, right. And I'm country.
They have an Opry ski. Did you do an Opry ski?
I didn't do Opry ski. I sit in the chalet and drink whiskey with the old guys.
Now, guys, we can't miss again because I got some of the strangest calls after missing the segment.
What were people saying?
Oh, well, like I must have missed it. What time are you on? I even got an email. Someone says, I know you weren't on. And give me the picks. And he put 1, 2, 3 in a
book. you're like, give me the credit card number. Yeah. I'll be happy to give you the picks. All right, let's do tonight's game, Heat and Pelicans. Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, they are 1.5-point favorites over the Heat.
So I just can't take the Heat here. Here's the problem with taking the Heat. And I do think that they've turned it around. They just on the road. This is usually a different team. I do, though. I'm going to take the total here. I'm going to take the over 233. Just feel it's going to be an up and down game, and you know, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of defense. I don't think Miami's been able to solve their defensive woes right now, and but they can score. So let's root for Miami to win. But I think the better call is to take the over 233 in the Miami New Orleans Pelicans game.
I'm in on that one. I like that. Yep. What about MLS? Are you an MLS fan at all? Because
not really. I played high school soccer, but I thought it was decent. I thought it was a little better than expected. Not going to give out selections on it, but the difference when you watch, for instance, a Premier League game, very rarely do you see passes like going, you know, out of bounds, just simple passes. And you saw too many of those, but I thought the play was better than expected. I thought Miami is better than expected. They do need to get a goal score. You know, when the ball was in the box, they just couldn't put it in the net. And I think they'll eventually get someone. So I think they're going to be, a solid team the first year.
All right. But no bet tomorrow for the Inter-Miami DC United game.
No.
All right. How about the Hurricanes basketball game? So they end their regular season tomorrow against Syracuse. Any thought on what the line might be or what it would have to be for you to wager on it?
Okay, so it looks like the line will not play. He could be done for the season. It looks like he had surgery from that injury to his face with 12 minutes to go in the game. If he plays in the game, I think they win the game. But without Likes, I just think that their depth is really depleted. And trying to solve that, you know, 2-3 matchup zone may be too tough here. I'm projecting a line of – I think it's going to be a pick 'em or one either way. As long as Miami is not giving I'm going to take Syracuse in this game. As long as Syracuse is not giving more than a point, I'm going to take Syracuse here.
Okay, we'll take Syracuse. Yep. As long as it's not more than a point. All right, now, Lee Sterling, the website, ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. 3 random picks, your choice.
Okay, so I'm going to give you 3 games. I'm going to even give you a bonus game this week because we missed last week. First, we're going to start off with the UFC fights. We're going to start off with the championship fight, the women's fight, in the strawweight division. For people who don't realize what that is, that's 115 pounds. Now, the challenger and former champion, the Polish fighter, it looks like it's Joanna, but it's pronounced Johanna Jędrzejczyk. She is almost a 2-1 underdog. I think against a different opponent, she might have a shot here, but Wei Li Zhang, I think, is the choice here. And if we lose this game because she is a minus 190 to 200, we're going to count it as two losses. Got to be fair. Chinese fighter came over early. She is tough. She will get up close. I think she's going to take down Jędrzejczyk, and I think she's going to beat her up here. A little ground and pound. She is not the only caveat is she has not fought a full five rounds, but she won the championship in 42 seconds. I think she's the choice here. Wei Li Zhang, she has a nickname of Magnum. We're going with Magnum here, minus 190 to minus 200.
I'm showing Crowder the names of the two fighters in the fight that you're just talking about there. You want to take a shot at those, CC?
Johanna Jędrzejczyk. Yeah. Yang's Wheelie.
Jędrzejczyk.
Wang Zizi.
We'll take her minus 190 to minus 200. Then we're going to go with our old dependable, the XFL. We're coming back, and we're going to take St. Louis on Sunday at 3 o'clock against the D.C. Defenders. Now, D.C. is started off the season two nice wins, but actually not against any great teams. And they've lost the last two games, 25-0 to the Tampa Bay Vipers, who aren't good, and 39-9 to the L.A. Wildcats. And during that time, Cardale Jones, the bloom is off. He's 6'5", 264, not much of a running threat, 9-for-22 last week for just 72 yards, no touchdowns and interception. The week before, 13-for-29 for 103, no touchdowns, four interceptions. The bloom is off Cardale Jones here. Head coach Pep Hamilton does not have another alternative. So we're going to take St. Louis here on the road, laying 5 points.
All right, sounds good.
Third play is going to be tonight in the NBA. We're going to take the Memphis Grizzlies. Won each of the last three games they've played. In fact, have held all three opponents under 100 points. Don't see that too often. They're sitting in the 8 hole, so they need to keep winning. They want to make the playoffs. No major injuries of late. They're benched two of the last three games. They've scored at least 60 points, which is impressive. One of the games, 72 points. Dallas injuries starting to rack up. Luka Doncic, he is a question mark for this game. So is J.J. Barea, Tim Hardaway Jr., Dorian Finley-Smith is also, looks like, may not play. He got injured in the last game. So we just feel that Memphis here plus the 7 points is the right side, and a bonus selection tonight in the college basketball. We're going to go with the over in the Wake Forest-NC State game. As we know, Danny Manning's the coach for Wake Forest. Who knows how he's been able to survive 5 years. Not even talking about firing him. They just play absolutely no defense, and I think that North Carolina State and Wake Forest over 151.5. Both teams have a lot of scores. They might hit 170 in this game. That's my strongest of the four plays, and that's my bonus play.
All right, there you go, Lee Sterling. He's been good on the college basketball over-unders as well, sometimes with some schools you've never even heard of. So, Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He doesn't pay us to come on.
And I have to say this, if I do lose the MMA fight, Steve, who does my MMA picks, is done.
That's it. This is his last chance.
He was on a roll, lost the last two. Comes in this week, he's one of these guys that goes to Marshalls and showing off, you know, all his different, you know, great buys. He walked in with two different pairs of jeans. He was going on dates with a new girlfriend, and I said, what kind of jeans are these? You know, I wear Gap. You know, if I'm splurging, I'll go with an AG. Have you ever heard of Seven for All Mankind or Hudson?
No.
And why they're that's why they're at what is
that's
it?
That's right, at Marshall's.
Marshall's,
No, I said, how much do they cost? No, he's not shopping at Marshall's anymore. He spent between $175 and $250.
Oh, so he's going the opposite direction because he's single.
Opposite direction. Going to concerts. I mean, a cheap dinner for this guy now is going out for sushi.
Wow. Well,
tell him, Lee, jeans ain't going to get him no whoopee.
No. And he's going to these restaurants. I can't even pronounce half these names.
You know what's
going to
get him some whoopee is Wei Li Zhang pulling it in at minus 200 Saturday night.
If he goes with Magnum, he'll be able to afford a Magnum.
He likes Wei Li Zhang minus 200 Saturday. St. Louis Battlehawks -5 on Saturday in the XFL. Tonight, the Grizzlies +7 against the Mavericks. And in college hoops tonight, Wake Forest, NC State over 151.5. And he also likes the Heat Pelicans game over 233. That is Lee Sterling. Paramount Sports.
Two more bits of good news here. Miami just hit a 2-run homer. Baseball.
All right. There you go.
And my daughter will be singing the national anthem on Sunday for the Miami Pitt game. So
there's
no booing from the fans.
Hey, Lee, quickly, how do you know what a Magnum condom is? You a Magnum guy? Because those are CDs. Those come in CD cases.
I don't know about that. I've been married for almost 30 years.
I can tell you he's not because he's Jewish.
You're right.
I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
See you, Lee.
Take care.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper.
Bro, have you seen the Magnums?
I mean, I looked at a Magnum condom the way that I look at the honors dorms when I visited colleges. That ain't for me.
So where's
why are you shaking your head, Solana? Too cliche? Tiresome? All right.
Here you go, sir. No. Where's the baby blues?
That's all I'm looking for.
I don't need the gold.
I didn't realize that they came in any color but baby blue.
The little bitty ones.
All right. In the 4 o'clock hour, Will Manso from Fox Sports Sun is going to join us. The Heat game tonight's on ESPN and Fox Sports Sun. We want to let you know that you can watch it locally, and you can listen to it on 790 The Ticket as well. Oh, reminder, too, the Panthers game tomorrow and the Roberto Luongo ceremony, that'll be on 790 The Ticket. What's on 560 The Joe tomorrow? Is it, I guess it's Canes basketball, right? Because that's a 4 o'clock game?
Right.
Yeah. So the Roberto Luongo ceremony starts at 5:30. You can hear that on 790 The Ticket tomorrow as well. 4 o'clock hour coming up.
Fellas, ladies, if you are supplement people, sports nutrition is what you love. You don't have to sacrifice taste for performance anymore. I am with you. I've been with you since I was 12 years old and started drinking my protein shakes and taking my vitamins, and it's always nasty. No more holding your nose when you have to take your supplements, because Body Tech has flavors as mighty as you are. They have cereal-inspired protein, BCAAs, aminos, all the stuff you love, but it's cereal inspired. The taste is amazing. It's powered by Level Up Taste Technology, and it's only at the Vitamin Shop. You got to get the Vitamin Shop and check out the huge selection of trusted supplements. Now, this is the good stuff, independently tested and insured for quality and potency, but it's not disgusting. It is not sawdust. The stuff we've been used to for years, Body Tech changed it up. Pre-workouts, aminos, BCAAs, and the protein that we all love, but it's delicious. Backed by quality promise and engineered to help you activate your best body no matter the level. I wish it was around when I was 12 and started. I wish it was around when I was in high school, when I was in college, when I got to the league, when I got out of the league, gained a little weight, and wanted to get back on top, and the proteins were still disgusting. The aminos were still disgusting. Body Tech changed that. They have the pre-workouts that get your workout working a little harder. They have the recovery that makes you come back stronger. This is rocket fuel for your goals, and it's delicious. If you want to find out what you're made of, do it with Body Tech brands. Know your limits. Find Body Tech sports nutrition and supplements at the Vitamin Shop stores and vitaminshop.com. That's vitamin, S-H-O-P-P-E.com.
Coming back quickly with more Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.